You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we're back on the Paul Feinbaum Show. I am host of the day, Roman Harper. And welcoming into the show, I got a great buddy of mine. First of all, before I get to my buddy, the last show that we had, the last film that we had, Eddie Conyers. I love that man. He's been around the Alabama program forever. I've never seen him throw a flag at practice. But I just want to wish him a happy belated birthday from me, myself, to him, because that means that much to so many people. Now, going to the phone call, welcoming in Charles Johnson, my former teammate, Carolina Panther great, Georgia great, from Georgia. Charles, how you doing, my man?
My good heart, what's good, bro?
Man, I'm good. Now, Chuck, my first question is always, excuse me, people, I call him Chuck a lot of times. We're friends like that. So, Chuck, number one, are you being the same guy?
Always, man. Try to stay the same.
I like that you're trying to stay the same. Now, the NFL draft is just a short couple weeks away. I want to talk about your draft process. You were drafted in 2007, 83rd pick in that draft. You were projected to be a first-round pick once you left college. Kind of tell me, what led up to that decision for you leaving at the time? Was it because – and did you think the information you got was good information when you were told you were going to be first round versus the reality of you being drafted in the third round?
When I got told I was going to be a first round, I thought I was going to be. I mean, I thought I was confident in that.
Yeah.
At the time, it was two of us coming out – rest in peace, my guy, Quentin Moses.
Yes.
Me and Q, I thought Q was definitely going to be a first round for sure. I didn't see too many guys that was better than him. But at the time, yeah, man, we was high hopes. We was trying to get into it my junior year. I didn't realize how talented it was. And then I didn't even check to see how many DNs that was coming out that year. So I wasn't even paying attention to nothing. I was just listening to what I was going to do. And, you know, that's how I kind of play it out.
So you're saying that you suggest, hey, guys, when you're playing a position of need, you should check who else is coming out. You might not be the only one that needs a date. Is that what you're saying, Chuck?
Oh, big facts. I mean, if you're trying to max out your, you know, ability of being the highest pick, I mean, if you got, you know, especially at DN, if you got 30 DNs coming out, all of them projected to be top first round, you know, first picks. You know, if you're a junior, you have to look at that, especially if you're a junior, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, nowadays with the NIL, you know, if you're going to make money, that should be an easy choice to, you know, to stay or not.
Well, Chuck, you brought it up, not me. Let's talk about NIL in Georgia, your Bulldogs. Let's bring that up then. How about that, sir? How do you think NIL has impacted the Georgia football program in such a short amount of time? You guys are rolling off championships. I mean, I'm actually having to pay you money now instead of you paying me money from Alabama versus Georgia. So maybe you could let us in a little bit on that.
I mean, it just changed the game. First of all, you know, I want to see all the guys get paid. I want to see kids get paid. I think they deserve to get paid. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been a long time coming. I mean, of course, you have the good and bad that comes with it, but – overall, I just want to see guys get paid. And then I think Kirby done established something where it's established where, like, you got to compete regardless of what amount you get paid with NIL. All that is just to help you out, you know, financially, you know, to market yourself, to get you ready for this business world. But I think Kirby got it to where you're going to compete for everything you get, you know what I mean, including your NIL. I don't get into the details of that, but I know Kirby got a training role and they got a process going. And it's looking good, and, you know, just high hopes over there, you know, high hopes.
That is such a humble brag from Charles Johnson right now. You guys do not know like I know him. All right, so, Chuck, is Kirby Smart literally the perfect fit for Georgia? And how long do you anticipate this train rolling?
You know, we talked about this a lot, you know what I mean? And this has been coming. As you know, we've talked about this for years, and I told you this point was coming. I literally explained this whole point was coming to this point. And now I just think it's about being consistent, you know, just putting in the years, putting in the years. But to be honest, I don't see this train rolling, you know, stop rolling for nothing. Long as we keep recruiting out Georgia, keep getting the top guys, and keep the business rolling part of it. And, you know, we got the money in Georgia. You know, that's what we do. You know, we got the money in Georgia. But Kirby's just a perfect fit for just having those guys compete in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And that tradition of winning, we was always a school that won 10-plus games. But now we're a school that's trying to compete for a championship every year. And I think that's the flip side that Kirby has. That any other Georgia coach that didn't have. Not saying any other Georgia coach was good, but Kirby got us over that belt, got us that chip that we needed. Now it's just how many chips we gonna rack up.
Now it's no longer if, but how many. So it took you guys 40-plus years to win your second national championship, Chuck. Now you've rolled off two straight. Is that the standard now? Is Georgia not only the new standard in which every other program in college football is measured up against, but how do they continue to stay ahead of everybody else? Are now they on the Alabama standard where it is a championship season or it is a bust?
Right. I mean, I see that. But like I said, we've been so used to winning 10 games in and out. The standard done got so high to where if we lose two games, then it's a suck season for us. It's just like Alabama. If y'all lose one game, and I feel like Alabama's getting their head chopped. It's just how people so much used to hate Alabama for winning so much. I mean, that comes with territory. It comes with the territory. I think for Kirby to keep that standard going, he just got that process of what he got going right now of having five stars on five stars, four stars on four stars, and just getting that depth to where guys are competing, It's NFL. All right, you got NFL guys that are in front of you, and they're going to the NFL, or you can compete to try to beat those guys out to get in your position. You know what I mean? And if we can keep that going year in, year out, you know, sky's the limit.
Yeah. Well, Charles, I would not argue about the competition part. The only caveat I would throw out there for you is the competition of you guys' schedule. The schedule is kind of a cakewalk. Will Georgia ever say, you know what, we want to play harder out-of-conference teams? Or will we just continue to settle with just, hey, we'll just win our SEC games, blow through the East, and see you guys in the SEC championship year every year? Is that the Georgia plan going forward? Because at least on the outside, it seems that way.
I mean, on the outside looking in, you would probably think that. But if you're in the SEC.
Probably, Chuck. It's UAB. It's UT Martin. It's Ball State. Oklahoma was on the schedule and had to get removed. So, because they're coming into the SEC, Chuck.
I'm not saying this year's schedule is lower than any other year. It just falls that way. Because when we had one of the toughest schedules, they wasn't saying that, you know what I'm saying? So this year it just fell that way. But when we're back competing, when we're bringing in, we got plenty of Texas and Oklahoma when they're coming into the SEC, then we'll see if they're saying that same, you know, noise. They're gonna have something to pick about every year when you win that championship. That's what happens when you win that. They gotta find something to get it out of. All right, why are you not gonna be the top of the top? You know what I'm saying?
I do. And you know what, Charles? It's so funny how easily and how comfortable you've gotten in 2 years of championships. Now it just rolls off the tongue. I love hearing Georgia fans and the Georgia faithful because of their success that they've had and what you guys have grown to. I'm going to switch gears on you. I've had enough Georgia talk on this hour of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Thank you, Chuck. But How about this? A lot of people want to know, why is your Twitter name Randy Watson? I got to know why. I got to know, Chuck.
So when I first started Twitter, I don't even remember the year I started it. I was like, all right, if I'm going to be on Twitter, I need an alias name. Because I just hate having my name up there popping up, something. So I was like, all right, cool. What's my favorite movie? I'm a Harlem Nights fan. Who's my favorite guy? Eddie Murphy. All right, what's his alias name? Randy Watson. It just kind of just stuck with me. And, you know, my companies, my LLCs all have funny names. My biggest LLC is Randy Watson, the LLC. So, you know, I just kind of figured, you know, I need an alias name while I was on social media.
Now, Chuck, I got one more question because I do want to highlight the thing that I love about you most, and that's your entrepreneurial spirit. Could maybe you give us just a little insight of maybe on one of your big businesses that you're working on or projects that you're doing? I know you have your cleaning company who you go down every year and you do countless hours with them. I also know your golf game is continued to improve as well.
It's all good. Shout out to my guys down in Columbia. You know, I own we sell franchises with Jampo franchises. Shout out to my Once Upon a Child stores in Charlotte. Biggest one I am doing right now is my New Age Flag Football League.
Yes, it is.
Charlotte, we're growing. We're going like crazy. As you know, Roman coached for me. I got Tober coach. I got a couple guys. I think Randy Moss, he's coaching. He got his kids out there. He's coaching. The league is just getting crazy and it's getting bigger. We got close to 900-some kids all in Charlotte. We're just looking to change the culture all in Charlotte. Just very competitive flag football league. And that's probably my main thing. You know, I got real estate and stuff going on.
Yep.
I dibble and dab in this entrepreneurship, and I take pride in that. And, you know, I just love doing it.
Chuck, man, you are immaculate, bro. You're one of my best of all time. You know how much I care about you. Mr. Randy Watson, everybody. Thank you so much, Chuck, for joining us. And yes, his flag football league is outstanding. I almost got into a fight with a parent one time. They just trying to run up the score. It's very competitive. And Chuck beat the brakes off my team, and I appreciate him calling the dogs off like a true professional. So thank you, Chuck, for being yourself and staying the same. It's the same thing I always ask you.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. You know, anytime, man. Anytime.
Appreciate it, dog. Go Dogs for you. All right. I'm going to get you to a break. I'm going to get back to more and more of your phone calls. The phone lines are lighting up. So clearly, you want to talk to me as much as I want to talk to you. I'll see you in a little bit on, not on the other side, but when we get back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
All right, welcome back. Clearly, I lied to Charles Johnson when I said that was enough Georgia talk for the rest of the hour. So we just finished that up. Now we're back to the phone lines. Please continue to call in. Give me some more of those calls. 855-242-9494. 7285. We're going with one of the fine bombers all-timers, JK. You were on with Roman Harper.
Mr. Harper, what's happening today, babe?
I'm doing good. How you doing, boss?
Hey, man, I can't complain about nothing. Look, man, this is going to be the part of the show where it's not going to be X or R-rated, but you're going to need some parental guidance. Because you know what I hear on this show most of the time, even with the fill-in guests, and you just brought it out with the last guy from Georgia. You talked about Georgia's weak schedule. But I ain't heard nothing about Alabama's weak schedule. You know, the best thing Bama got coming back this year is that poop-pie schedule they have every year. But y'all always want to bring up Georgia's weak schedule when yours is just as weak as anybody's in the SEC. Those are just facts. All you got to do is pull it up and put it on the screen, baby.
It's on there right now, JK. I truly get what you're saying, but when you have Texas on the schedule, you have at South Florida, so they actually travel to another team. Ole Miss.
Hey, Roma.
I'm not trying to defend Alabama's schedule. I would like to see more SEC teams play against each other. I would love to see a nine-game schedule throughout the SEC. I'm not banging on anybody. I'm not going to defend anything. I don't make the schedules, but if I get a chance to poke at a good friend of mine, I'm going to take it, JK. That's just the name of the game.
Hey, Roman, I hear that same argument from 99.99% of Alabama fans about they don't make the schedule. But guess what? Y'all don't complain about it.
No.
And then I heard you say something a few minutes ago about Alabama. They was undisciplined. And just like Nick came out and said, we're rebuilding. All of these words come out after you guys can't cut it and choke. But how can you rebuild at 10-2 and you go out and beg the committee for a playoff spot when you had two losses before the Thanksgiving meal was served? I mean, I don't get it. When other teams beat Bama, they never give them credit. It's always some kind of excuse. Oh, well, we didn't tackle well. It was the ref's fault. The dog ate the playbook. Well, you hear everything except the other team was better than us that day. I don't get it.
Well, JK, last year LSU was better than Alabama, and Tennessee was as well. I'm going to get to the next call. JK, I appreciate that. Bring in some more of the heat, because what you said is not a lie, my man. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We're going to Miss Pat in Georgia. You're on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, Roman, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thank you.
You are my favorite guest when you're a guest on Paul's show, and I guess now you're my favorite guest host.
Well, thank you.
And you're welcome. I didn't realize you were from Prattville. I am from Enterprise. However, I did go to Auburn.
That's totally fine. I'm from Prattville, and you know it's very close to Auburn anyway. So, and Enterprise played against them in high school. Enterprise is one of the most growing small towns or cities in the state of Alabama. I've really seen it grow and take off the last 6-8 years, especially since I left high school.
Oh, it is amazing. Now I wanted to talk to you about the A game Saturday, and I thought that Chris's interview was really good. By the way, when I was at Auburn, I was a year ahead of Pat Sullivan, so I've been around a while. But I didn't get to watch the game, but I got to listen to it, and I just love Jason Campbell. But you know who I really love? That's Cadillac.
Well, who doesn't love a Cadillac, Miss Pat? Especially,
I'm sure,
young lady like yourself. Who doesn't want a Cadillac now?
I know. And I even have one of the shirts that says Go Crazy with Cadillac.
Well, I got to know Cadillac very well coming out of high school. We were in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game together. It was the first time I got to meet him as a young man. He still is as passionate about football today as he was all the way back then coming out of Etowah High School.
Well, I think he's fabulous. But I want to ask you a question. This is not related to SEC football. Do you think that Cam has a chance of being drafted by another NFL team?
So he will not be – he's not draft eligible. Will he be able to sign as a free agent or come in? Yeah, to be a backup. I thought it was a really big step for Cam to come out and control the narrative and say, you know what, I want to be a backup. Now, what I didn't love was, like, he's picking his options. And sometimes when you need a job, you don't always get to pick your options. I think Mark Ingram said it best earlier. You don't always get what you want, but you have to get your true value of what you are worth. And right now, Cam Newton – is worth a backup spot in the NFL. I don't see 64 quarterbacks that are better than him, maybe 32, maybe 20-something, but that is for Cam to go out there and prove that to the rest of the world and also to himself that he is still worthy of a job. We understand that Cam has a really big personality and he's a very large human being. And it can be quite distracting when they come into the locker room and ask, hey, Cam, how do you think the starting quarterback played today? Because that is how polarizing he can be. And so that is what I also believe will be a detriment to his furthering his career, Ms. Pat.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'm really enjoying the program today.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Ms. Pat. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Robert, you are on with Roman Harper hosting the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm actually going to cut that out pretty soon and just call it my show.
Hey, Roman, I love your new show.
Thank you.
Hey, can you tell the people about the snake in your cleats before a game, please.
Oh, my gosh. This is so long ago. All right. So it was a lot of construction going on in Alabama at the time, a lot of rebuilding, coaches and facilities as well. When I was in school there, it wasn't a whole bunch of winning games. But I do know before a game, I come into the locker room, my cleats are underneath in my locker where they always are at, where they're always placed. And I come in and I thought somebody was just playing a game with me that, oh, it looked like a snake, but it couldn't have been a real snake in my shoe. It was actually my left cleat. There's no way there's a real snake in my cleat. Just a little baby one, you know, just a few inches. And then all of a sudden I moved my shoe and it moved. And at that point, the shoe got thrown and a lot of screaming going on. Look, if you're not used to snakes or you're not, you know, not used to wrangling these type things, things can get out of hand. And talking about a distraction in the locker room before a game, that was me and the snake in my shoe. So appreciate that. It's crazy all the stories that are coming out on me today. All right, next phone caller. Is this Lakeisha from Alabama?
Hi, how are you doing, Roman?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I've got two questions. Which SEC stadium do you think is the toughest and the loudest to play in?
For me personally, it was Tennessee, Knoxville, 110,000+. They got it rocking. It's on a great location. And we had a couple play Brody Croll. They thought his knee touched. And so Antonio Beard ran for like 50 yards and the crowd booed for like 10 minutes. It was the loudest place I'd ever been in at the time. But professionally, I think the Seattle Seahawks out there in Seattle, it's a different world out there.
Wow. Okay. I just want to make a comment. I think that Tank Bigsby will be missed by Auburn because he's just a great running back. And I also think that Jalen Milroe is a great quarterback for Alabama. I think that dual threat quarterbacks are the best way to go right now for the SEC. What do you think?
I agree with both of those comments. I love Tank Bigsby in his game. I felt that he was not utilized enough, especially in the pass game. I would have loved to see him split out a little bit more, using more of his hands. But also, Auburn's offensive line was not good at all last year at times, and looked really bad. And allowing him, whenever you got to make somebody miss before you get to the line of scrimmage, you usually it's not a positive run game. So with Tank Bigsby going forward, I hope he continues to do well at the next level. And I know he will get his name called at some point. But the devaluing of the running back is a real situation with it when it comes to the NFL. On your second point, which was the – say that again.
About the dual threat, I think that's the
yes,
way to go. And I said Jalen Milroe.
Jalen Milroe. Yes, with Jalen Milroe, I love what I'm hearing coming out of the Tuscaloosa and the camps right now. The only thing is just what we're hearing. You still have to go out there and prove it and do it in the game, real live game, live situations. And so until we get those questions answered, that is what's really going to determine it. He had a start versus Texas A&M. Way too many turnovers, 3 or 4 turnovers last year. He has to clean that part up. If he takes care of the football, everything else, his athleticism and his ability, will take over from there. So thank you, Lakeisha. I think you're dead on it with all those comments. All right. And that's all the callers we're able to get into on that side of it. Coming back, more of your guests, more of your calls, more of me hosting the Paul Feinbaum Show. Nobody's as thankful as me. Nobody looks as good as me doing it either. So how about that?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Who says you don't tune in to Paul Feinbaum Show to be educated on something? I just learned a lot right there about NCAA, the women's tournament, the negotiations that will continue to proceed going down to get them a new TV deal, which told me they totally deserve it, and I can't wait to watch. I could not stop watching the NCAA, the women's tournament this year. All right, let's get back to your phone calls. I'm going with Matt in San Antonio.
Hey,
thank you
brother,
for waiting.
How you doing?
Thank you so much.
We don't know each other that well. My name is Matt from San Antonio. I want to do what you and Paul do, my second dream for like a living, but I'm trying to take care of things in my life. I want to tell the callers I'm getting my own place eventually soon. I like your style on this show, man. You look pretty good, but I got to disagree with people saying A&M's not going to be a player in the West. And I just want you to hear me out before you make any opinions on it. A&M returns more starters than Alabama, LSU, and Alabama doesn't return that many people on the offensive line. You can't protect your quarterback. That's a weakness, not a strength. And they return the gadget Swiss Army knife player in Nia Smith, Bruce Muhammad, the five-star receiver, and the one that's transferring from UTEP. I get the reason why we got disrespected this year. We played like crap this year. But Bobby Petrino is one of the best offensive minds, and so is DJ Jenkins. Return 9 starters on defense, 10 on offense. So how can people deal with disrespect by Petrino? I just know he thinks Jim was going to give a play for him, but I think he will. He learned a lesson last year. What's your thoughts on the same game, too?
So I love all those comments that you made. I don't disagree with a lot of them, especially when it refers to what you're saying about Alabama and some of their weak spots. That will continue to show up until they get that fixed. When it comes to Texas A&M, your Aggies, I am just nervous to continue to jump back on the bandwagon. I was all in on Texas A&M the last couple years, and they have proven me that I need to be all out. And so when I look at Connor Wegman, I love what he did last year at times. Now, will he continue to take that next step at the quarterback position? I think they got two dynamite wide receivers in Evan Stewart and Little Musin Muhammad II. I think those guys are NFL-ready guys, which is something that Texas A&M has not had at the wide receiver position since Jimbo Fisher is there. Those two guys are difference makers and problems for any defense that has to stop them. My only concern, truly, and that is at the top, which is Jimbo Fisher really going to let Bobby Petrino come in and call the plays? Or is Jimbo going to continue to make it his way?
He's going to do it. But what's your thoughts on the defense? How do you think they can get better defensively? Well, actually, we struggled stopping the run in the past.
Yeah, I think they were very young up front. They were counting on guys that were five-stars and four-star players. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just really hard to come and plug and play in these guys. It's a lot of technique up front. It's a lot about using your hands, using leverage, understanding how to stay in your gap and playing gap-sound defense, understanding that it's not about me going out there and making every tackle like I do in high school. I have to set up and take away two blocks so my linebacker can scrape and make the play for us. It's great team defense, not just about me. Okay. I think that will more and more that will happen with A&M.
Record
is
10-2 and 9-3. If you had to give a record right now, would you say 10-2 and 9-3 for A&M this year? If they get Bobby Petrino calls his place, and I believe he will, what record would you give them? 10-2 and 9-3. You had to say it.
A&M, I would go with 8 wins. Yeah. I definitely think they could get 8 wins, but A&M has to show up every game. A&M did not show up every game sometimes. They have to get that part out of them. The bad A&M starts to creep up at times. I don't know why, but they do. I want them to be more consistent. So, yes, I root for everybody in the SEC. And, yes, I want every team to be great. But at the end of the day, we all know how it goes. Not every team gets to win all those games.
Texas when they're at Kyle Field, Roman Hopper, Because that's our rival. We hate the crap out of them.
I would say this, Matt. Good luck. I don't know. I think they will be good. I can't wait. I've never been to Kyle Field. I want to come there. Hopefully we get to travel there with SEC Nation later on this year. All right. I'm going to line five, and that is David from South Carolina.
Hi, Roman. I'm David from South Carolina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay. I want to switch it up. I know that you might have a New Orleans connection. I thinking about what is going on with Zion Williams, man. I mean, initially they had him out like 3 weeks. Now it's going on like 4 months for a strained hammy. Can you elaborate on that from an athlete's point of view?
You know, the thing about a hamstring is just so tricky. And also, I just got to be flat out honest. Zion Williamson is an amazing basketball player when available. And this team, this Pelicans team, was so young. They were leading the West early in the season. Everybody was in high hopes. Everybody had all these projections of where the Pelicans were going to be finishing. And then the injury bug hit. And when Zion Williamson gets hurt, he doesn't just miss one game. We've seen that throughout his career. We've seen the weight problems. We've seen him now finish off his career. Well, not finish off his career, but kind of revitalize himself and saying, hey, when I'm available, I'm really dang good, and I can lead a team like he did early in the season. But like you're hinting to, David, once somebody, I don't know a hamstring. I think a hamstring is kind of questionable because you don't know. It feels good until all of a sudden you do something, and then it pulls you and tell you I'm not 100%.
But do you think the medical people have a lot to do with it as far as like because I'm hearing reports that it's up to Zion. They're leaving it up to Zion to want to come back, you know.
I think a lot of that has to do with basketball. I think basketball players have more power and more say-so. Their union is stronger. And look, everybody caters to what basketball players want to do. I see them hit the ground, and I'm not saying the hardwood is not hard or it doesn't hurt. But, man, some guys get hit on the floor, and they don't get up sometimes. I also saw Paul Pierce get carted off. And then, lo and behold, he really just had an upset stomach. So this is what the NBA is. But, hey, we should get the best of the best because the NBA playoffs are right around the corner. So, all right, next call, we got Chuck. Oh, I hit the wrong side. Can tell I'm still a little bit new here. Chuck, you're on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Hey, Roman, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
I didn't work at a car wash with you. And since the guy who did work at the car wash with you didn't give the listeners a little background, man. What you did for Prattville High School football, it's probably the greatest thing besides, Bill Clark coming in that's ever been done for the city. I was about 2 years younger than you and played at Robert E. Lee. Oh. And you guys came down to Crampton Bowl. And we beat y'all, I think, 42-19, probably your maybe freshman or sophomore year. And I don't know what made you make the move to quarterback, but your senior year, y'all came down to Crampton Bowl and was going to be a big game. And I don't remember if you wore number 15 or 5 because all you saw was a 5 flash down the sideline. You returned a punt, and that put y'all up 14-7. I think y'all ended up winning 21-7, but I have never personally seen an athlete on a field as electrifying as you. And at the time, to be such a scrawny kid, man, you were dynamic. You reminded me a lot of Reggie Bush. And if you look at what Prattville did after you, the athletes that followed, whether it was Deron Tagger, I think, mm-hmm. the next year.
Yeah, it was.
Man, y'all went on to win like 56 straight games, multiple state championships. And, before you got there, Roman, Prattville football was not what it was. And, mm-mm. Kind of after your hype left 10 years later, I don't know what's going on now, but it's not what it used to be either. Maybe it's time for you to go back home and lead things. What do you think?
Well, Chuck, first and foremost, thank you for all of that. I was number 15, and I'm glad you only saw half the number because that means I was rolling pretty good. It was not a punt return. It was a 97-yard interception return for touchdown. Not that I remember everything, but that was one that I do. And
that's what it was. And that was good.
And it was, and you know, I counted for three touchdowns, but they called one back, so I should have had four. But it was a big win for us, and I cannot take all the credit. Coach Bill Clark really came in and changed it all. It was his idea to move me to quarterback and said, you know what, if you play wide receiver, I don't know if we can throw it to you, so let's just put you at quarterback. I know you can throw it. You'll be a great athlete. You will be the conductor to this train and get us rolling. We had a running back named Kelsey Shepard who got D1 offers by Auburn and from other schools way before I did. He was the guy, that the bell cow playing running back, that allowed me to have so many more open holes. Him and the offensive line, great guys like Brent Lucas and some other great guys around him. So I appreciate it. The high school days, you never forget them. It's something about the Friday night lights, smelling the food in the air, just the sweat. The young people were so happy to be out there. And you just never know, man, because it's such a small percentage that actually gets to go on and play in college in the other levels. So thank you so much, Chuck, for that call and allow me to kind of reminisce a little bit in my own greatness. So thank you for that, man. All right, we're going to get you guys to a break before I take more of your calls. And we have more guests coming up later on in the show. Thank you so much. I'm getting a little bit better at this, Jamari. What you think, man?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. We are on the Paul Feinbaum Show, where it is me, Roman Harper, the host for the day. Really excited about this. Let's look at it. I think we got a tweet that's coming in. Where's that? What's up with the butterfly brooch, huh? Where can I get one? All right, Chris, I will tell you exactly where I got it from. This is actually, his name is Steven Wilson. He's a local artist here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm good friends with him and his family. His wife, Andrea, is amazing. And actually, my daughter, London, created this butterfly for me. She did a couple of them for me. She knows I love doing lapel pins. And I love to have a little swag. So it's just a little simple touch to have my daughter and my family represented. But also shout out to my boy Steven, who this is kind of what he does. So he's big into butterflies and other things. Now, with that being said, let's get into, this is what they wanted to talk to me about, because who else can talk to you about fashion better than me? Every time I'm on this show, Paul's always asking me, hey, what do you come up with this? Who's your stylist on this? You know what my stylist is? It's me. So my draft fashion do's and don'ts. Let's look at some past examples of maybe some do's and some don'ts. Let's go. Ray Lewis, first of all, it's Versace. And it's Versace. And that's all I got. Dante Fowler, look, you dress it all down with the white, but I'm bringing out the gold shoes. Zeke, no, I'm not doing it. It's just a no, period. Jamal Adams, love the double-breasted suit. I wish you would have the shirt buttoned all the way up or a tie. Lamar Jackson, it's Gucci belt. Like, that's all you need. What else you need? Look, I love Burrow. I love him. But it's COVID, right? So I get it. He has an excuse. Nobody's at the draft. It's COVID. He does have an IC number 9 chain, though. And so my biggest do is, look, I think tie is necessary. I think non-tie is okay as long as I'm buttoned up to the top. I think you can have non-collars. I'm cool with that as well. I just don't like the all opened up look for the draft. Look, man, first impressions matter, all right? It matters. And so, because I never got to go to the draft, I want these young men to be dressed to the nines and have your suit picked out. I'm cool with inside. You see that? It's a little, hey, dress it all the way up. Don't just come out here just looking any old kind of way. Take it all the way down to the final details of it. Also, I see a lot of guys wearing lapel pins now. I think it's a good thing. But make sure the lapel pin has the right side. See this? The bend in the inside. Not on the outside. I don't want to see it. It's just distracting. It takes away from the beautiful suit that you're wearing, young men. Let's do this. Make sure you're shaved up. You're looking good. And I actually like that the NFL is doing more stuff from the homes, too. So now we get to see the interactions with more family. So I'm cool with it. All right. Let's get in one more call. Let's try and squeeze in one more call. Jackson, you're on the Paul Feinbaum Show with Roman Harper.
Thank you, Roman. Thank you for taking my call. And should this now be called the Roman Harper Show?
You know what? I'm going to take a vote, Jackson. I know I keep paying everybody to come in and give me all these great compliments, but my tab is running high. But thanks, Jackson. Maybe so.
So on the draft this year, obviously three SEC quarterbacks projected to go in the first round. On Anthony Richardson, just some stats found, is he worth his pick projected, I don't know what the last mock draft was, him going 7th or 8th overall, but is he worth his value that high?
So the crazy thing, Jackson, is number one, that quarterback is the most overdrafted position in the NFL. So you got to understand that too. So it comes with it. And stats, they don't matter. It's a reason why a wide receiver can sit out, Ja'Marr Chase can sit out his senior year or his junior year and still get drafted in the top five because they don't care about what you do in the college. They don't care if you get paid. They don't care what your stats are. It's all about projecting on to the next level. And right now, Anthony Richardson has one of the highest ceilings, if not the highest ceiling, of all the quarterbacks in this draft. He just hasn't done it yet on the field. So the biggest problem that coaches always have is that, hey, I can fix him, coach. Let me get him. And that's what you're going to see out of Anthony Richardson. And we don't know. So, Jeff Benedict is coming up, guys. You have no idea. I've been waiting on this guy all day. Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.